Many governors have come to Lakeview Corporate Park in Pleasant Prairie to promote Wisconsin's business opportunities over those in Illinois. In welcoming the latest transplant, Governor Walker followed suit, but dumped on Illinois with language more biting than used by his predecessors.
They raised taxes and they didn't deal with their pension problem. Now they're on the verge of taking pension benefits away from the retirees in that state, and you're going to see even more chaos down there.
With several dozen anti-Walker protesters outside, scant mention was made of Wisconsin's budget battle.
Investors like to go to places where there's stability. And while obviously for about a month there was a lot of passion around the Capitol, you look long term, we've got one of the most stable governments at both the state and the local level of any in the country.
Walker spoke in an empty shell of a building that'll soon house Catalyst Exhibits, a builder of trade show displays. Its new location is larger, newer, and more centrally located than its current home in Crystal Lake. The company plans to transfer most of its 85 employees and gradually add dozens of new jobs. Among those joining Walker at the announcement was State Representative John Steinbrink, a Democrat who also serves as village president. In his comments, Steinbrink passed up a chance to criticize Illinois, choosing instead to focus on the bipartisan teamwork that led to the creation of the corporate park some 20 years ago.
As we stand here today, we are able to enjoy the fruits of that labor of people working together. So I hope we can continue to work together to bring jobs to Southeast Wisconsin, to Wisconsin, and grow our economy back to where it should be.
For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm David Cole.